I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Zlatko Čosić is a St. Louis-based video artist with new installations at the Bruno David Gallery and Laumeier Sculpture Park. Welcome to Cityscape.
Thanks for inviting me.
Two new installations, and you know they're very different?
Yes.
At the installation at Laumeier, you're working with a choreographer, and at Bruno David, you revisit a theme, I guess, that you've explored for some time in your career.
Yes, South Slavic Requiem, video installation that opens at Bruno David Gallery, is in a way closing of my series of projects that relate to the former Yugoslavia, the war experience, and post-war experiences. So it's in a way final piece to close that section, and it's also 20th year anniversary from the end of the war in Yugoslavia.
20 years.
20 years, and the piece is very minimal, 6 minutes long. In a way, it's a tribute to people who died in a war, who disappeared, and who had to leave their country.
And you have a very personal story of why you're interested in that. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. But here, you studied your craft here in St. Louis at Webster University.
And Washington
and
University.
At WashU. And now you teach it both, do you not?
Yeah, I teach at Webster and Washington University.
What kind of classes do you teach?
Film classes, media production classes, media for performance, digital studio, time-based media classes.
What kind of careers do your students have when they graduate? All different kinds?
Yeah, Webster is mostly oriented on filmmaking and animation, gaming, video production. And at Washington University, I work with art students only, undergraduate and graduate.
I see. Well, your work, you do a lot of things. You do short films, you do video and sound installations. I think you've done some things with live performances.
Yeah, live audiovisual performances. One is actually coming up in November 21st at the Luminary.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about your work at Bruno David. I know a little bit about you because we worked together for a few years at STL TV, and also you've been on this program before. So you were born in Yugoslavia and grew up there. And I remember you telling a story. I don't remember details right now, but it was quite a story about what brought you to this country and how that happened.
Well, I lived through the war, 3 years of the war, and in December of 1994, I had to leave. So I faked my ID, took identity from somebody else, and that was the only way for me to escape to the war zone. And I ended up in Belgrade in 1994, lived there under my name. I changed back to my name, and then in 1997, moved to St. Louis.
Right. And, of course, your family is still there?
My family lives in Croatia, and my brother lives here in St. Louis with his family.
Is that what brought you to St. Louis, your brother connection?
No, it was just an immigration plan, so they placed me in St. Louis.
It couldn't have been easy, though, to be here, you know, a fresh immigrant and, I guess, make a living and go to school. Wasn't that a rough journey for you?
It was tough. I mean, the hardest thing was that I did not speak any English. So learning yeah. English and getting into my field, I mean, it was hard. It's still hard. I mean, it's still adjusting to this culture. But it gets easier every day.
Does it?
It does. I mean, I love making art in St. Louis. So that's the way I communicate. That's the way I share my ideas. And it's nice. I mean, it's a new identity, of course.
So staying in St. Louis is something you're doing on purpose, if I can put it that way?
Yeah, I like living here. I like creating here. I like the space. It makes me think clearly and relax and still afford living. Mm-hmm. So I like it. I have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm. So this one installation at the Bruno David Gallery plays on your experience growing up in Yugoslavia, the war, the turmoil. There are things that you and your family went through. Can you describe how that piece is put together and what it is exactly?
Well, I was just with my wife, Rachel. We were hiking around looking for this Cetina River spring. And we just found this small little village. It looks all isolated. And it's right between Croatia and Bosnia on the border below Dinara Mountain. And I saw this Orthodox Christian church, and I went inside, and I saw church bell tower, and I started recording the hook that pulls the bell. And I heard through the window the sound of flute, something like shepherd's flute. And I knew immediately that I have a piece here. And it reminded me of my childhood and growing up in Yugoslavia. And it's just kind of happy, but also sad. So after I captured all these visuals, I decided to look for a musician. And it took me several days to come there and finally find him. And he was kind of reluctant, scared of me. Who am I? Asking all these questions because he's scared I'm going to steal his house. So he's clearly Serbian nationality living in Croatia, so he was afraid. And I understand him, but I said, I don't belong to any of those groups, national groups or religious groups. So he said, oh, okay, so you're kind of nothing. And I said, yeah, if that makes you feel better. And he lets me inside of his house, and I recorded many different flutes that he played, and that becomes soundtrack for this piece, which is really minimal, and these church bell hooks really represent the people that died, disappeared, and left their houses. So
this installation of Bruno David is a combination of film that you took in Yugoslavia plus music you recorded in this person's dwelling.
Yeah, it's all captured last summer, you know, in the town, village.
How long a piece is that?
6-minute piece, and pretty simple. But the soundtrack is the one that carries the sadness and in a way, I see this piece as the end of a culture, South Slavic Yugoslavian culture, and what happens when people let hate take it over. So in a way, it's a requiem for the culture that is maybe gone.
Are you also closing this chapter in your life as far as dealing with this experience through art?
Yes, I mean, I spent 8 years relating to this subject, and I made 11 different projects. And in a way, I'm shifting a little bit more locally, St. Louis, and nationally in this country on other social, political issues we have.
We're talking with video artist Zlatko Čosić about two installations that he has. The one we've just been talking about opens tonight at the Bruno David Gallery on Washington and runs through December 19th. The other one at Laumeier opened yesterday, I guess it was, and runs through February the 14th. And this is interesting because this is a project that you did with a choreographer.
Choreographer, dancer, Ashley McQueen. And we worked together on this project. And the idea was to celebrate worker who takes care of the park and the nature and art landscape all together and the performer in the space.
Yeah. Let's back up a little bit. When you say takes care of the park, we're talking about Laumeier Sculpture Park. And I understand the whole piece has something to do, and I want you to explain it to me, of the relationship that Laumeier has with the St. Louis County Parks system.
Yeah, the workers that work there and maintenance workers, they're St. Louis County Park employees, so they take care of park, from cutting grass to making new path through the forest or cleaning sculpture, watering flowers.
So is this sort of a tribute to those workers?
Yeah, I mean, the first goal is to make a tribute to workers that take care of the park. So something that maybe we don't pay attention to when we visit Laumeier Sculpture Park. So it focuses on their labor, on the sounds they create while doing it. So it becomes also, they create a soundtrack for the piece mm-hmm. with their tools.
Well, tell me how Ashley McQueen fits into this. She's the choreographer. Now, she currently performs with Common Thread Dance Company, and I think she worked with Big Muddy in the past. So how did you first come in contact with her, and how did this whole project begin?
Well, I do teach media for performance at Webster University, and the curator, Dana Turković from Laumeier Sculpture Park, asked me to be part of this project. And I met Ashley, and that's how we started working. And she choreographed the part with dancers, street dancers, using riding lawnmowers to perform.
Riding lawnmowers and street dancers.
I mean, they are dancers. They use a riding lawnmower as a prop to dance.
Oh, I see.
In a location in the hill.
Well, when I was doing a little research on this, I wasn't sure, are some of the workers at Laumeier, or some of the park workers, I guess it is, are they featured in the video?
Yeah, they're all in the video. So it's like a triptych narrative, following workers during the day, following nature and, I mean, insects, animals there in the park, and also following performer rehearsal and the actual performance using riding lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm.
So the piece is, that's why it's called Harmony in Three, and eventually all these sounds get to come together and it creates this audiovisual symphony, and the music takes it over, the music that performers use to perform, and just becomes one visual and sound feast.
And did this collaboration begin, I think it began, with a series of dance performances originally?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct. We started actually last year in March with collecting footage. I followed workers. I captured visuals of nature and art sculptures in the park. And the rehearsals, the process of preparing the piece, even workers cut the path on the hill in the grass. So every several days they would cut path where the performers would perform with and riding lawnmowers. So, and then later it was shot with camera on the ground and a camera in a crane from a kind of aerial shot. And I used only the performance part that happened in October last year in this project. And workers are also involved in the performance because they bring dancers hanging on a riding lawnmowers to the stage, the grass hill. And eventually they also come and start dodging them on this pad and take them out from the stage on the riding lawnmowers.
What was it like working with some of these people who probably had never done anything like this before?
It was great. I mean, I was thinking actually recently how they knew there's a camera in front of them. So in a way, they're trying to probably do their job more structured and more perfect, I would say. And in a way, they become performers. At least that's how I see it. Also, they in a way, they're all performing, and the nature performs and the performer performs using riding lawnmowers. And I perform using camera. So in a way, it is a performance piece altogether.
It almost seems like to me something like this would develop as you go on. I mean, did you have a very clear vision in your mind what you were looking for when you started this?
Well, I shot over 700 video clips. And from there, I knew I'm going to work with three sequences: worker, nature, performer. And how would I put together? I knew it's going to be starting from the beginning of the day till the end of the day. So as my camera is observer and capable of being in many places at once. That was a simple structure I created. But, you know, some shots start slower and they speed up. Mm-hmm. It comes to a climax and eventually resolves at the end.
Well, I think it's something that needs to be seen, for sure. Laumeier Sculpture Park presents Zlatko Čosić and Ashley McQueen, Harmony in Three, running now through February the 14th at Laumeier Sculpture Park. And also, the exhibit opening tonight, the installation that opens tonight at the Bruno David Gallery, is South Slavic Requiem, running through December the 19th, and that's at Bruno David on Washington. Zlatko Čosić is a video artist, and he's joined us today to preview both of those installations. We appreciate that, and best of luck. And if anyone would like more information about you and what you do, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Zlatko, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And a final note, the Bach Society of St. Louis will open its 75th anniversary season with a concert titled Bravo Bach, Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at St. Stanislaus Koska Church on North 20th Street. The performance features soprano Mary Wilson, who is a former Bach Society young artist, and you can learn more by going to the Arts and Culture section of our website, stlpublicradio.org, and reading reporter Robert Duffy's feature on the Bach Society. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter.